O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Romans 7, verses 21 through chapter 8, verse 6. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to I Love Your Word, Psalm 119 by Anne Claire Cummings and Caroline Cobb Smith. This sweet, simple rendition of the psalm relies on quiet keyboard chords, gentle guitar, and background string instruments. The melody begins with small ascending and descending shapes, similar to a lullaby, then takes flight during the chorus.
Thank you. chapter 7, verse 21 through chapter 8, verse 6. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace.
In our passage for today, Paul reflects on his experience of the inward battle that goes on inside of Jesus' followers. I personally became a Christian when I was a sophomore in high school at a youth camp, and I remember for about a six-month period after that, I was just so passionate about Jesus. Every church service, every worship song, every Bible study was just the best thing ever. I felt like after that camp, I was leaving all of my sinful desires behind. All I wanted was Jesus. It was a period of victory and joy. But then after about 6 months or so, some of the sins of my old life started to creep back in. It didn't make sense to me. I wasn't prepared. I thought I was living the life of victory. Why are these old sins creeping back in? I began to experience what Paul talks about here and what all Christians experience. Verse 22 talks about how on the one hand, there is part of us in our inner being that delights in God, but on the other hand, there's this indwelling sin that lurks. It feels entangling, enticing. The Christian life is a battle, and I wasn't as prepared as I thought. So what are we to do in the struggle? Paul goes on to tell us about three new resources that we need for this fight. First, he tells us about our new status. Chapter 8, verse 1 says that there is no condemnation for those in Christ. John, in his first epistle, tells us that there will be times that our hearts will condemn us. Our hearts will tell us that we are too far gone, too guilty, too unlovable. And when we feel that way, we need to cling to Romans 8, 1. There's no condemnation for me. Even when my heart condemns me, God does not. He loves me and accepts me in Christ. Second, Paul tells us about a new righteousness. In chapter 8, verse 4, we learn that Jesus, through his life and death, defeated sin and fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law. This means that we don't have to perform our way to God's acceptance. The burden of justifying ourselves is removed. And when we fight our sin, we are fighting a defeated enemy. And lastly, we receive a new spirit. And in verse 5, Paul tells us that if we set our minds on him, we will find true life and peace. Don't live according to the flesh, but focus yourself on the Spirit and what he is up to. So when we face struggle in our lives, this struggle of the Spirit versus the flesh, let's hope like Paul does. Notice he asks the question, who can deliver me? What is Paul's hope? The answer, his Savior, his treasure, his best friend, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.